Hey everyone, I'm Jennifer Vine, President and CEO of the Education Foundation of Sarasota County and your host for Education Conversations, where we share ideas on education today and ways to help prepare students to thrive. Welcome everyone back to this episode. I'm excited to talk with Christine Robinson today on how business leadership drives community change. So since 1983, the Arcus Foundation has brought together business leaders from a wide variety of industries to share their talents and expertise and even facilitate an exchange of ideas between public and private sectors. And they really do consider themselves and have certainly demonstrated to be a local think tank and government watchdog. I love it. Christine writes articles each month in the SRQ Media Saturday Perspectives, which I absolutely love reading what she speaks about. She really truly is a watchdog, the Arcus Foundation, and I love it. And they are also considered a catalyst for change. So leading the Arcus Foundation, as I mentioned, is today's guest, Christine Robinson. And a little background of Christine: she earned her law degree from the University of Miami, go Hurricanes, and then she served as a prosecutor in the Miami-Dade area from about 1999 to 2001, and then came back to Sarasota, or came to Sarasota, I should say, where she continued serving. And then she became the supervisor of the South County office. And after that, she started a multidisciplinary private practice, where then in 2010, she served on the Sarasota County Commission until she was term limited. And I'm sure that just filled her with all sorts of insights that have carried on to this day. And then for the past decade, she has been leading the Arcus Foundation as the executive director. So she just comes full of information. And so, Christine, welcome to Education Conversations.
Thanks for having me.
I am just really excited to have you on the show today. I have enjoyed, not only, as I mentioned, reading the articles, I love the way in which you critically assess and analyze kind of some of the challenges our community faces, but you also come with solutions. And I love that. And I have very much enjoyed working alongside of you with the recent passage of the tax referendum. So you have demonstrated quite a commitment to our community, whether it's been an elected official, as an attorney, as a community advocate, and certainly as a catalyst for change. So why is it you are so personally committed? Why does this matter to you?
You know, we really feel in my family that community is a responsibility. And both my husband and I have felt that way. We felt that way while we were dating. We met volunteering with foster children. Mm. So it's kind of been something that's a mutual passion, and we've carried it on through our family over time. And we've been given a lot, so we should give a lot.
Yeah. Were you raised kind of, did you have parents that did the same thing, or was it something that you just had that passion as you were, you know, becoming an adult yourself and seeing the difference that it really makes in a community?
You know, my parents were blue collar parents, and my dad was construction, my mom cleaned houses, but, you know, my dad owned with his brother a multi-generational construction firm, and I would watch him do things like when people came in to ask for donations for, like, I don't know, like a silent auction. Even if when the business was struggling, which happened a lot during those times, he would find something, give them something, do something. He would give in some sort of way, and he would never turn anybody away. He would give the shirt off his back to anybody. And it's just something that I learned at a young age, but I kind of, we took it to a different level in being involved in the community on a larger basis.
I was going to say, you definitely took it to a new level, because you have a very strong pulse of everything happening across Sarasota County, both North and South County, because it's a wide-ranging community. So when you think about kind of the work you're doing now with the Arcus Foundation and being a catalyst for the change, what are some of those key initiatives that you're really looking to drive?
So our mission statement is we apply business leadership to important community issues. So it ranges by what's going on in the community at that particular time. And we actually have a filter we put our issues through to analyze them to make sure that we can facilitate change. And that's one of the things that we do. We don't just take on an issue and complain about it. Mm-hmm. We want to bring about a solution. Mm-hmm. So it's varied over the years. Education has always been on our radar. As a matter of fact, for the Argus Foundation, I would say the school match study back in the early 2000s was probably the most pivotal thing my organization has done in its history. And that wasn't under my watch. That was under the former executive director, Carrie Kirshner's watch, the former mayor of the city of Sarasota. Mm-hmm. When they put that together with Wilma Hamilton, all the foundations, the Herald Tribune was involved in it, it changed the look and dynamic of education in Sarasota County and led to our A district. And so when people ask me what is the thing that Argus did, I always refer to that. It wasn't during my time. It was well before me, but I think that it's something that's absolutely changed this community.
That's so interesting. And for those folks who may have moved here since that was launched, give us a little bit more deeper understanding of what that report was. What did it show? And then how did it galvanize the community to take action?
Sure. So there had been a temporary referendum passed in the 90s that expired. And in the early 2000s, there was a superintendent who wasn't very well liked. School board wasn't very popular either. And it was due to their conduct and a lot due to the financial problems the school system was having. So the superintendent came up with the idea to have a referendum in July. Mm. When nobody was here. You know, we have more year-round residents now, but way back when, 25 years ago, there weren't a lot here. And so they tried to sneak it on quickly and have a referendum, and it failed.
Oh.
And so the referendum failed. The superintendent was fired, and Wilma Hamilton was hired. And Wilma came in, who's fantastic. Yes. Superintendent.
She sure is.
Came in and understood that there needed to be transparency and faith restored back into the school system. So she reached out to my predecessor, Carrie Kirshner, and asked for his help. And so Carrie rounded up all the foundations. Then it was like the Venice Foundation, right, which is now Gulf Coast, the Sarasota Community Foundation, the Herald Tribune was involved, and they brought in an outside consultant to examine the school board finances and some of its policies. And they aired the good, the bad, and the ugly. Like, everything came out. But part of that recommendation was this can't be fixed unless we pass a referendum. And this is what we're going to do with the money specifically. And so it took a community effort at that point to get it passed. And then it passed in 2002. We subsequently got our first A grade, and we've been an A district ever since. But it went back to the moment that Wilma reached out to Carrie to do that school match study.
That's so fantastic. And I love hearing the history about all of this and the way in which kind of the Argus Foundation really owns it as a responsibility, because you saw the difference that it makes. And then bring us to today. So what just recently happened with the tax referendum, and can you share a little bit of how popularly it was supported?
So due to legislative change in the state, they changed the law where you had to vote on these things in a general election. Since the first time it was passed and renewed, it's always occurred in a special election. And so that's an entirely different animal than a general election. I mean, they are night and day. They're elections, but they have really, you treat them entirely different. And so the new superintendent came in, and he met with me and reminded me of that legislative change. So we had just had a referendum in March of 2022, but we were going to have one, you know, within 2.5 years, so we wouldn't lose funding.
Right.
Because if we had waited, we would have lost like 9 months of funding. So and that would have been very difficult. We would have had to fire some people. It would have just not been good for our students. So he came in, and we had discussions about the referendum. I discussed it with the teachers union, reached out to some stakeholders and had discussions. And because the previous organization that had so successfully ran it before just decided like it's different now, we're going to take a step back. We were kind of left there as the folks to run this time in terms of managing it. Mm-hmm. Because we had just managed the surtax referendum for all the municipalities, the county, and the school board.
Right.
That was wildly successful. And that had similarly had to go on a general election ballot for the first time. So 2 years later, we found ourselves running this school board referendum. And despite three storms during election season, which is super challenging, this tax referendum passed with the highest passage rate in the state of Florida, and almost the highest rate. I think it might have been like a 0.2 off of its historic passage rate.
It was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and they had more voters vote for this than in the history of the referendum.
And I remember so many people being concerned about where it fell on the ballot. Anyways, but people noticed and people participated, and overwhelmingly it was supported. So, kudos to your leadership, but truly to the Argus Foundation for having planted that seed years ago with Wilma Hamilton's visionary, leadership and collaborative spirit to kind of set the stage for what brought us to here today. And so that's a great success story. Let me just say that's a great success story.
Yeah. And I just want to say that was a partnership. We just kind of managed it. That partnership, the community partners we had in that, almost all the business organizations were involved in that and significantly contributed to it. I mean, they were a huge driver in it.
Right.
We got support from the Education Foundation,
right,
and everybody was helping to spread the word. It was truly a community effort. So yeah, I want to make sure I'm clear. We just kind of managed the logistics,
sure,
but it was an amazing community effort.
Yeah, I would support you on that. But one of the things that I think is so unique about the Argus Foundation, as I said it kind of in the intro, is you do bring light to some of the challenges that are happening, like, for instance, how you had the success story, the tax referendum, but what some of the things you speak about or write about of ongoing kind of pervasive challenges in education, what are some of the things that you all are also seeing that still need to have applied solutions or better ways in which we are approaching those problems?
First of all, I'm a fan of the superintendent. So I'm really feel really good about the direction our school system is headed in. Some of our statewide testing and the results from that and the measurements of some of our groups that weren't as successful, I think he's really focusing in on.
Right.
So we saw some disparities with African Americans and Hispanics, and even they called them in the ranking disabled. Those subsets were really struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And also keep in mind, we also have had a D school in our district.
Right.
And so, we really were concerned about watching those items. And it's been a historic problem also in this county. And it's actually that school match study I told you about was not the first edition that Argus did. Argus did several, and one was about the disparity in education. Mm-hmm. We're really focused to watching those numbers. I feel really good about the plans the superintendent has. And I think we're actually going to increase in rankings. The empowerment that he's giving to principals to do things at their schools, but at the same time holding them accountable for results,
right,
is something that we haven't seen in a long time here in Sarasota.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And I also like how even sometimes the Education Foundation, as I think Argus does as well, is playing the role of critical friend. Because if we're always just singing the tunes and the praises, then we really are kind of becoming an echo chamber for just complimentary surface level things when we all recognize education is not in the perfect world. We do have disparities. And it's also, we're in this disruptive stage where education is also changing. So what do you all see from the Argus Foundation? Like, what's on the horizon that you're even kind of long game looking at in ways in which the business community cares about the role education plays here locally?
Yeah, I think we're going to continue to have challenges. I think my generation was a generation that was told by their parents to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's ingrained in my generation. Mm-hmm. And my parents didn't graduate from college. My dad took one class in community college and my mom didn't. That she was done with high school, but everybody wanted their kids to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And that's created a stigma around certain things like the trades.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to watch that very closely to make sure that we're continuing to watch who goes in there, how we get them in there, and really focus in on that. College isn't for everybody.
Right.
And so we need to really focus in on that. But I'm also seeing a stigma too which is interesting to me. Because I have a kid in high school, I get to see it live in person. There's also somewhat of a stigma about going to a community college or state college. Mm-hmm. And so we have to really start taking a harder look at how we market these things to these kids.
Right.
And start flipping that at a younger age, because I think we're going to need to send kids to both. Mm-hmm. And if we're not successful in marketing that, we're going to have huge economic problems. And it's going to be a problem for these kids too.
Yeah. The Education Foundation supports that premise as well. We have a lot of work that focuses on preparing kids for life beyond high school, recognizing that multiple pathways all can lead towards a successful and thriving work, being able to know and engage in those. So I just think it's tremendous that the Argus Foundation is looking at those things and, being able to pull in and destigmatize, demystify some of the challenges that some folks may have. I also am curious to know, how does the business community, how do you all keep an ear to what they want to see, how education responds or how schooling responds? How do you all kind
That's
of
an interesting
pull that
question.
Information
so
together?
I spend about, I would say, 2/3 of my time consuming information. And I get it from all sorts of sources, whether it be the state stats from the website, which I hang on to wait for the state release of the test grades, or whether it's public records requests. It's also relationships, getting information from government by having conversations. And government officials know we call balls and strikes. We'll be respectful. We'll be professional about it. You may not like what we have to say, but we're going to be respectful and professional about it. So there's enough of a respect there that I can get the information I need, and I can get it from other sources. And I really spend a lot of time too following a lot of think tanks from across the United States in education as well. And it's interesting what you can learn from what other states are doing. There's many times a disconnect. Each state does operate as its own country.
Yes.
And it's just nice to know what others are doing. And the more connected you see, more the other programs you see, the better off you are, because you can test them here as well. And that goes for any topic, by the way. Affordable housing, that's probably a great example. California is worse than us in affordable housing, believe it or not. Everybody thinks we're probably the worst.
Yep.
But the things they're trying in their legislature and proposing are really fascinating things that we should really take a look at. Probably will never get passed in that state, but what's on the table is something we should really pull forward.
I love looking at those innovative solutions, and the think tanks are fascinating in and of itself. Weren't you also part of the Chamber's trip recently to Charleston? Did you go on that trip?
I did go on that trip, yeah. To study the city. And when in a previous life, when I was a county commissioner, I actually went on a few of those as well to look at those cities. And I gobbled that information right up and analyze
sure.
it.
So do you have a favorite city when you think about education?
When I sound curious,
think about education. You know, that's an interesting question. You know what? This is going to sound like we're patting ourselves on the back, but I think we do it better than the cities I visited for studying purposes. Quite honestly,
well, there you go. That's a great answer. Actually, I think that's a great answer.
There's some college level education that we can learn some things from in other cities, but I think overall here in terms of, elementary, middle, and high school, we're pretty good in comparison to a lot of other areas. I mean, we're highly sought after here for a reason.
Yeah. People do move to Sarasota County because of the schools and the high quality education. Okay. So we're kind of coming to the end of our podcast here. It's been so great talking with you. I always learn so much. If people want to get involved with the Argus Foundation, where would you ask them to go? Where would you take them to?
So ArgusFoundation.org is our website. We have events on our website. We have luncheons with speakers. We have socials. We have various events. One big one that's going to come up in April is our Low Country Boil, which is a meet and greet with our elected officials. So everybody's in their flip-flops and shorts with no program and just rubbing elbows while they're cracking crab together. So
awesome.
It's really a good one because it gets people talking who don't normally talk to each other.
Yeah.
And it's just really nice to be in a casual setting on the water, spending time together, not necessarily doing business.
And people can attend without being a member of Argus.
Correct.
Just to learn about what you have and maybe soak into some of the offerings you provide.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Good.
We only have one event that's not open to the public during the year. That's it. Everything else is.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, listeners, I hope you all look to their website, check out their events and activities. They have a lot going on. And Christine, thank you for being a part of today's podcast. It was a real joy having you on here.
It went by quick. So thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Great, great work that you do. And thank you for chairing the last referendum. That was an amazing effort, and you chaired a historic one. So
there you go. It was a team effort. So I'm with you on that one. So listeners, thank you all so much for tuning into today's podcast. I really hope you all enjoyed it, and do check out the Argus Foundation. They got some great stuff going on, and I hope you will also tune into other episodes of Education Conversations wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And so everyone, for now, this is Jennifer Vine signing off for the Education Foundation of Sarasota County.